Kavosa the Rapapi Mistaru. But small Mistaru the Rapapi learned. Because Rapapi learned the opposite way. That a shul into a Beis HaMedrash it's Osir, but a Beis HaMedrash into a shul it's Mutter. And Rapapi said no, a shul into a Beis HaMedrash is Mutter, a Beis HaMedrash into a shul is Osir. So more brings the right to Rapapi. The Yom Yerushua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses Mutter lasses Beis HaMedrash, says clearly, a Beis HaKnesses you could make into a Beis HaMedrash. Shema Amino, that a Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha, and you could change a shul into a Beis HaMedrash. Dorash Pakapura, my Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Says, what does the Pasuk say? Dichsiv, Vayisroi Fez Beis HaShem, they burnt the Beis HaMikdash, Vyez Beis HaMelech, Vyez Kol Boti Rishalayim, Vyez Kol Bayez Godel Sarah Beish. All the big houses they burnt also. So now, Beis HaShem, what does the beginning of the Pasuk say? Vayisroi Fez Beis HaShem, they burnt the Beis HaShem. What does the Beis HaShem mean? Ze Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Elo Paltor and Shemelech. That's the king's palace, they burnt also. Vyez Kol Boti Rishalayim Kimashmo. All the houses were also burnt down. Vyez Kol Bayez Godel Sarah Beish. So what does it mean? What's called the Bayez Godel that was burnt? We have Yechon Rebbe Shurban Levi, Tzimach Loikis. Chadoma Mokim Shemagadlim Boi Torah. One says like Rapapi, it's a Beis HaMedrash. We learn Torah, that's called the Beis HaGodel. That's called the big house. The Chadoma one says, no, Mokim Shemagadlim Boi Tefillah. That's like Rapapa. They say that the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha. Where they daven, that has more Kedusha. Now, man, the Yom Torah, the one that says Torah, the Siddur Pasuk says, Hashem Chofetz, the man Tzidkoi, Yag the Torah v'yadir. So it's a Yag the Torah, Torah is great, so Beis HaGodol means a base where they learn Torah. Who man, the Yom HaTfilah, the Siddur says the Pasuk, Sapra no HaGdolos, Hashir Osa Elisha, that say over the great things that Elisha did. For Elisha diyoved, Barach Mehu diyoved, and Elisha did only through davening. So you see, davening is also called Gdolos. So the Pasuk says the Beis HaGodol here, called by his Godol Sarav, means the Beis HaKnesses. Verse says, Tistayim de Mishur ben Levi Udiyom HaMokim Shagadlam B'Torah. It's right, he's the one that says the place where they learn Torah, that's greater, that's called the Beis HaGodol. The Yom Yerushua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Mutter, Lasses, Beis HaMedrash, Shvamina. He also holds the Peshitta, that you're allowed to change around the Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. A Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha, therefore when it says the Bayis HaGodol, it means the place that they learned her. The Mishnah says, Ava Mochru Torah, Le'ikl Svarim. But if you sell a Sefer Torah, with the money you're not allowed to buy Svarim. That's going down the Kedusha. Is he boy Lihu? Ma'o Limcha Sefer Torah Yoshin, Likach Boi Chodesh. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah and with the money to buy a new Sefer Torah? Kiva de loimali layosar. One svar is, you're not making more Kedusha though. They both have the same Kedusha. Like, might not have committed, but looks nicer if it's newer. But after Kedusha Shabbai, they both have the same Kedusha. So maybe it's osar. Oy dilma, kiva de lekalil leluye iluyachrina shapadami. True. Usually, when you sell it, you're supposed to buy something that has more Kedusha. But that's if it's possible. Here, it's not possible. Nothing has more Kedusha than a Sefer Torah. So therefore, maybe it's mutter to sell it for another Sefer Torah. Like, what else are you going to do with the money? Maybe it's mutter. Mr. Toshima, come and bring your proof. Our Mishnah says, Ava mochru Torah laichu svarim. If you sell a Sefer Torah with the money, you can't buy svarim. You can't buy Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So it's a diyek, svarim udaloi. Mashmi can't buy svarim. Torah b'Torah shapadami. But if you want to buy another Sefer Torah with the money from the first Sefer Torah, it's mutter. So Gemara says, masnisin diyevet. The Mishnah is talking about the evet, that you already sold the Sefer Torah. So now that you have the money, you know what you do with the Sefer Torah. With the money, the best thing to do is to buy another Sefer Torah. But that's the evet if you went ahead and sold it already. Kikami boilin l'chatchila. But my shalom is l'chatchila. You have your Sefer Torah, are you allowed to l'chatchila go and sell it? I'm going to ask to use the money to buy another Sefer Torah. That's my shalom. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Girlin Sefer Torah b'mitzvachos chumashim. You're allowed to be girl of Sefer Torah with the mantles from chumashim. Rashi chumashim in Sefer Torah shein b'yela chumashech. It only has one chumash. He has something, only has bracious in it. It doesn't have that much Kedusha. So you're allowed to use its mantle to be girl of Sefer Torah, to put it around the Sefer Torah. For chumashim b'matfachos neviyim. Same thing, you have a chumash, only bracious, you could use the mantle of matfachos from neviyim. Uksuvim. Avoloi neviyim uksuvim matfachos chumashim. but you can't take the mantle from the Chumash and use it for the Vim Ksuvim. For loy Chumashim and Fakha Sefer Torah. And you can't take the mantle from the Sefer Torah and use it for Chumashim. Kitani Mios, Girlim Sefer Torah and Tfachas Chumashim. You're allowed to be girl of Sefer Torah with the mantle from a Chumashim. Mitfachas Chumashimin, Mitfachas Sefer Torah loy, Mashma only because it's a mantle from another Chumash. You're allowed to change it over to a Sefer Torah. The Mashma mantle from one Sefer Torah, you cannot use it for another Sefer Torah. So Eima Sefer was a Sefer Sefer, though. No, that's the deek. I'll bring your proof the other way. Eima Sefer. For loy Chumashim b'mitfachas. Sefer Torah. You can't use the mantle from a Sefer Torah and put it on a Chumash. It's a deek. It's only the mantle to a Chumash you can't use. The mashma to another Sefer Torah, you could use it. From here, we can't bring any proof. We're still down to our suffix. What's the lacha could you use from one Sefer Torah to another Sefer Torah? Does it have the same Kedusha or not? Like, could you use it, change it or not? Toshima. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chav Zayin. We're in the middle of a shayla again about selling a Sefer Torah. Can you sell a Sefer Torah, an old one, in order to buy a new one? That was in the middle of a shayla. That was a shayla. By the way, Ma Limcha Sefer Torah Yashin Likach B'Chodesh. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one? That was the Gemara shayla. So we're in the middle now. Gemara says Toshima, a little for a few lines down. Toshima, Alachar is Menichin Sefer Torah Agabi Torah. You're allowed to put down a Sefer Torah on top of another Torah. The Torah Agabi Chumashim. You can put down a Torah on top of Chumashim. The Chumashim Agabi Neviim Uksuvim. You can put a Chumash on top of a Novi and Uksuvim. I will not the other way around. I will lay Neviim Uksuvim Agabi Chumashim. But you can't put a Novi or a Uksuvim on top of a Chumash. The lay Chumashim Agabi Torah. You can't put a Chumash on top of a Sefer Torah. So Chorit says clearly here, though, that one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah is mutter. So who you want to bring a proof then? Who are then you could sell one Sefer Torah for the purpose of another Sefer Torah? They both have equal kedusha that it's mutter. So Morris says, Hanocha Kamrit, you want to bring me a proof from the fact that you're allowed to put one Sefer on top of another Sefer Torah? There's no proof. I'll tell you, Shani Hanocha, the Hanocha putting it down is different. Shani Anocha the Lo Yefsha, there's no other way to do it. And there's, it has to be mutter to put one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. Why? Diloy Teim Hocha, because if you're not going to say like this, Mikra Hecha Karchinim, like our Sefer Torah, we roll it up, we roll it from one side to the other side. So the question is, how do you roll up a Sefer Torah? Vako Yasef Daf HaChavrei, one cloth, like one daf, is lying on top of the other daf. Every time you roll up the Sefer Torah, you have parchment on top of parchment. Ella, what do you have to say? Kivan d'leyef shashari. Since it's not possible any other way, it's mutter. It's achinami kivan d'leyef shashari. By putting one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, there's no place else. How else are you going to store this svarim? So it's mutter to put one Sefer on top of another Sefer. But here would not be a proof. If you want to sell a Sefer Torah, I will not have to buy another Sefer Torah. It could be that's the loss. It could be. By Kofun here it says clearly, like you should not put a chumish on top of ksuvim. So l'chura, that's why some people are makpa today that they don't put a siddur or a novi on top of a chumish. However, the other achrenim say that b'zman hazeh don't have to be that makfid, because the Gemara is talking about the chumish means that that time was written on a gevil, really. It was written on a parchment. Just that the chumish means you only have one chumish, but it was written with the kedusha of a sefer Torah. Therefore, it has kedusha. You can't put a novi on top of a chumash. Mashenkin, our chumashim that are just printed, that are not written on a cloth, doesn't have that much kedusha that it would be mutter to put svarim on top of chumashim. That's why some people are makel b'zman hazeh. Right. Toshima, the Yoma Rabba Bar Bar Chono, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lo Yimchor Odom Sefer Torah Yoshin, a person should not sell an old Sefer Torah, likach b'chodesh, in order to buy himself a new one. So here you see clearly it's usur to sell a Sefer Torah, an old one, I'm not to buy a new one. So it says clearly it's usur. So Mar says no. Hosam mishum shiyusa. There I tell you, we're afraid that you don't have a new Sefer Torah in mind to buy yet. You want to sell your old Sefer, and with the money you'll hold on to the money until eventually maybe you'll find a Sefer Torah.
So there we're afraid maybe you won't find it. And to be poshayo, you use the money, there we're afraid. Ki karmina, where is my question though? Could go in the kosav umanach lefrukay. Well, you have already a new Sefer Torah is on the market. Somebody has a Sefer Torah to sell, a new one. And you have an old one. So the question is, are you allowed to sell your old Sefer Torah in order to have money to buy the new one? Maybe in this case it should be mutter. Over there it's also, of course, the new Sefer Torah is not around yet. And Rashi says, Mishum Pshiusa, Shema Mishayimka Shub La Yikne. By the time you sell, there won't be anything to buy. We're afraid you'll just waste the money. But here we're talking about that the new Sefer is already written, and it's ready to be sold. And all you have to do is just give him money. So you want to sell the old Sefer in order to get money to give to him, that's the question, is a mutter or not. So Toshima, come in here. The Yomar Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ein Meichrin Sefer Torah Ela Lil Mei Torah. The only purpose you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is only in order to learn Torah. You want to go to Yeshiva to learn and you have no money, so you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. Velisa Isha, if you have to get married, you don't have money, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to have the money to get married. So the Chura Shema Mina for here, it should be a proof of Raya that Torah B'Torah Shapadami, you are allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to buy another Sefer Torah. Just like it says here, you could sell the Sefer Torah in order to have money to learn Torah. So if you could use it to learn Torah, Lechura, the same thing, you could use it to buy another Sefer Torah. So Gemara says no. Gemara says, Dilma Shani Limud, maybe learning Torah is better. Shaha Limud Mevu Lidei Maisa. Because by learning Torah, that's going to bring you to do the mitzvahs. So that's why maybe you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah in order to be able to do the Sefer Torah, to do the mitzvahs. Like if you learn, you'll be able to know how to do the mitzvahs. Mashen can just to sell one Sefer Torah, Almanas to buy another Sefer Torah, maybe that's also. So again, you have no raya. Rashi says, Ela lil my Torah, lisparnes boy kishalay my Torah. That you want to sit and learn Torah in the kailum, and you don't have money to live on. So you can sell the Sefer Torah in order to have money to live on, in order to sit and learn. Well, gestalt what that will happen meaner is, do I did liknei Sefer Torah, the same svara should apply if you want to buy a Sefer Torah. So Mara says no, that maybe learning is more important, because through learning you come to do the mitzvahs. So you could sell a Sefer Torah to do mitzvahs, but not to buy another Sefer Torah. Vayit ishanami, that you see here, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to have money to get married. I tell you, the pasuk says, lo yisayu v'ro lo sheves yitzorah. Hashem didn't create the world for nothing, though He created the world that we should be here. There should be people. So in other words, it's a tremendous thing to get married, to have children. So that's for, therefore, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to have a wife, to have children. But it could be to sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. It's not that important. You have a Sefer Torah already. Maybe you have no right to sell one Sefer in order to buy another Sefer. And that's the way the Lachar is. Lachar is, you now want to sell a Sefer Torah for the purpose of buying another Sefer Torah. Tana Rabbanan, lo yimchar odem Sefer Torah. A person should not sell a Sefer Torah that he owns, af api sheinu tzorach loy, even though he doesn't need it. In other words, Rashi, sheyesh lo yachar, even though the person has already one Sefer Torah, and he wants to sell a spare one, still is not allowed to. It's called the bizoyin to the Sefer Torah to sell it, you're not allowed to sell it. Yes, Rakein, a big chiddush on this we learned. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, afilo ein loy ma yoichel. If a person does not have what to eat, his mom is starving. O mocha sefer Torah, and he sold the sefer Torah in order to have money to live on. Habar is not talking about it's bikuach nefesh. We're not talking about where you're going to die. Stam, it's hard times, and you sell a sefer Torah in order to use the money to live on, or else you sell your daughter for a maid in order that you should have the money to live on. Is an eroya simen brocha liyolam. You should know from that money you won't see a simen brocha. It's not a nice thing to do. Shrashi ain't eroya simen brocha liyolam, b'yosin adamim. With that money you won't see a simen brocha. It's not a good thing to do. You shouldn't sell a Sefer Torah just to have money to live on. What we had before was if you want to sit and learn, and you need the money to sit and learn, there it's muta. Right, the Mishnah says then, v'chein v'mois v'sayim. With the leftover money, has the same thing that has the kedusha. Now, let's say you sold the shul. So, with the money, you have to buy. You're allowed to buy an aron hakodesh. You have to go up with the kedusha, not go down. Now, let's say you bought an aron hakodesh. You sold the shul for $1,000, and you spent $500 for the aron hakodesh. the leftover money, the extra $500, also has the same halacha that you can only use it to buy something with more kedusha and not go down with it. Amar Rava, it's only if you sold the shul, let's say, and you have leftover money. Let's say we're talking about the beginning. You're going around now to collect money to buy a chvez to build a shul or to build an aron hakodesh for yosiru, and then the money you collected, you used it to buy the shul, but you have leftover money. You collected more than you need. Then mutter. Then with the leftover money, you can do whatever you want with it. There, it doesn't have any kedusha, and you can do what you want with it. Rashi Abagovu Moyes Minatzibul Tzarav Sefer Torah V'Kanu. You collected money to buy your Sefer Torah and you bought the Sefer Torah. V'Noisa B'Yodim Min Adamim, and you have leftover money from what you collected. Muta Loridun. You're allowed to do any type of mitzvah you want with it, even a lesser kedusha, lower kedusha. Sharei Adayin Loiboyel L'Shimesh Kedusha Chamura, because you never really used it yet for the kedusha chamura. Like you only collected the money, but you never really bought the Sefer Torah yet. So even though the money was set aside for that, your leftover money you could use for something else. The more Eisvei, I have a kashra on this. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asks like this. We learned, Pemedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you're allowed to use the leftover money for whatever you want? Shilai Hisnu, where when you first collected, you didn't make any conditions. You didn't make a Tanai. Aval Hisnu, but let's say you made a condition at Tanai when you first collected the money. Afilu Luduch Susia Mutter. You could use over the leftover money for any purpose you want. We'll soon see what it means. Even for a messenger boy, still it's muta. So the Morahechi Dami, what are we talking about here? Eli, Moshe, Machru, Vaisiru, we're talking about you sold the shul, and you have leftover money now, and you want to know could use the money for anything. Freddy Gemara, Ki Hisnu, Mahevi. Even if you make a condition now, like I'm only selling the money, I'm going to ask to use the money for whatever I want, and what does that help? Mahevi. Like, why does that help? You're ready, like you sold the shul, and the money is in the place of the kedushas of the shul. You have to use the money for something kaddish. You can't make a condition now to use the money whatever you want. Elo, we have to be talking about here. Shegovu, we're talking about now, you're first collecting the money now, in order to buy a shul. V'yaseiru, and you collected more than you need. Now, the leftover money, it says, time of the hisnu, because you made a condition when you first collected the money, that you could use leftover money for whatever you want. It's a diya koloi hisnu. Mashmi, if you do not make this condition, loy, you're not allowed to use the leftover money for anything. So it's not like Rava. Rava before said, when you collected the money, any leftover money could be used for any purpose, even without a condition. So the Gemara answers like this. Li olam, we're talking about here, shemokru vaisiru. We're talking about you sold the shul, you sold the basic kinesis, and with the leftover money now, with the shul, you bought another Aron HaKodesh, but you still have some leftover money. Lochi Kama, this is what the Braisa means to say. When does the Mishnah say that locha, that the leftover money still has Kedusha, and you have to only buy something with more Kedusha? Shaloi Hisnu Shiva Tuvayir, Pamaimadan Shayir. That when they sold the shul, they did not make this Sinai in front of the seven politicians of the city, in front of the whole city. Aval Hisnu Shiva Tuvayir, but let's say the seven people that take care of the public affairs of the city made a Tanai, the Maimed Anshayir, in front of everybody, all the people in the city, is Afilu Duchsusia Nami Mutter. Then when they sell the shul, like we have before, they have a right to sell the shul completely. That the shul becomes into Chulin, you can do whatever you want with it, and no one did the money also, you can do whatever you want with it. You can even use the money for other purposes in public affairs. You could use, like we'll soon see, to buy to get a messenger. So that's the chilik. If they're not doing b'sheva to the year, then the leftover money has kedushas basic neses, and they could only use it for something malin b'kodesh. Mashenkin, if the shiva to the year sell it, they have a right to sell it completely, and the kedusha goes off it, so the money they could do whatever they want with it. Omalei Abaye l'humer rabbonin. So Abaye asked one of the rabbonin to have a mesada masnis and kaima the rosheshes. Abaye asked one of the Rabbonin that used to say over the Mishnayis in front of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was blind, so he needed somebody to say over the Mishnayis. Somebody used to be Mesader, say over the Mishnayis in front of him. So Abaye asked this Rabbonin, Mishmi Lachom Rav Sheshes. Did you hear over from your Rebbe Rav Sheshes, my Dususia? What does it mean, this Bryce, about the Susia? You could use the money even to buy the Susia. Omalei, so the Rabbonin answered back, yes, that Hachi Yomer Rav Sheshes, This is what Rosh Hashanah said. It means Parsha the Mosa. There is a messenger for the city. So Rashi Parsha the Mosa, Bnei Yir, Seichrin Odom, the people in the city hire Odom Rechusus, a person that rides on a horse, She'elah Mizumin L'Shloicha B'Shnichus, L'Moishla Yir K'Shiyitzorchu. He's like the messenger boy. Whenever they have to send a message someplace else, he gets on a horse fast and rides and gives over the message to the other person. So a kid, you're allowed to use the money even to hire a messenger boy. Omar Abaye, Abaye said like this, Hilkach, like Abaye asked the Talmud from Rosh Hashanah what the word meant. So Abaye said like this, Hilkach, Haitzumim Rabbonin, Teshmiya Lei Milsa B'lo Yadi Perushai, if a Talmud Chacham, a young Rabbonin, is learning something and he doesn't know what it means, L'Shaulu HaKaime, D'Shchia Kaime Rabbonin, he should ask the question by somebody, even though that person is not a great Talmud Chacham, but if he learns by a big Rav, it's kedai to ask him. The layev should lay shmir lay min gavur rabba. That it's not possible, most probably he heard over what it means from the gavur rabba. Like here, Abaye asked the Talmud from Rosh Hashanah what the word meant, and the Talmud said over, yes, I heard from Rosh Hashanah what the suchsi meant. So in other words, you're allowed to ask the Talmud, even though he's not greater than you, but most probably he heard over from his Rebbe, he'll tell you what it means. Omar Rebbe Yochanan, Mishum Rebbe Meir, Bnei Yair, if you have Bnei Yair means like a rabbin, a bunch of people, a large amount of people, Shehol Chul Yir Acheres, it's people from LA who went on a convention to San Francisco. O Pasko Leim Tzedakah, when they went there to San Francisco, they were machayiv themselves to give Tzedakah. Pasko, they said in Shul, they made an appeal there, they said, yeah, we'll give money for Tzedakah. Halacha is, Noisnin, they have to give the tzedakah there in San Francisco. They have to give it to the guy by tzedakah there. Who kishen boyin, but when they come home now to L.A., mevien oisei mohin, they're allowed to take the money away from the guy by there and bring the money back to L.A. Umefarnesin bo aniya iron, they're allowed to give the tzedakah to the people in L.A. In other words, the ikkah was the people from L.A., since there's a group of people that are called chashuv, like a group of L.A. people. So when them and now that tzedakah there in San Francisco, they didn't mean to give it to the Aniyim there. They meant to give it to the Aniyim in their own city. But as Gzeira, we don't let them just hold on to the money, we're afraid they'll never give it. So as Gzeira, or Samara Sayin, they have to give it to the Gabbai there. The people shouldn't say they're not being a kind of their chayiv. So they have to give the money to the Gabbai in San Francisco. But when they leave the city there and come back home, they take the money with them and give it out to the Aniyim in their hometown. Maratanya Nam Yochiv, learn like this also, that Bnei Yair, the people from the city, you know, the group of people, Shehol Chul Yir Acheres, they went to another city, Uposko Alein Tzedakah, and over there they made a psak, they pledged money for Tzedakah, the Lacher is Neisman, they have to give the pledge there in that city. They give it to the guy by Tzedakah there. Ukeshein Boyin, but when they come back home to the hometown, Mevin Oisimun, they bring the money with them and give it out to the Neim in their own home, in their hometown. That's only by Bnei Yir, a group of people. Mashen Kein V'yochid, if you only have one person, Shoholach Lir Acheres, a person from L.A. went to San Francisco. Uposko Olav Tzedakah, when he was there in Shul, he was Machayev to give money for Tzedakah. Then the locker is, Tinosen Le'aniya Oisair. He has to give the money to the guy by there, and the money goes for the Neim over there. If you're only a single person, we say you like Bata to that city, and the money you gave has to go for the Neim there. It's only if it's a group of people of L.A., you still have the shame L.A. people on you, and the money comes back to L.A. But the Rafune Goza Taniso. Rafune was Gozer Atainis. First, it wasn't rain then, he was Gozer, people should fast. Or Legabe Ravchona Bachaniloi. So Ravchona Bachaniloi came to Rafune. V'chol B'nei Masiyah. And his own, all the people in the city also came with him to Rafune. Is Romeo Lyotstoker. By there, by the tainus, they machayev everybody to give tzedakah to Yoivu, and they gave the tzedakah like the locher is to the guy by there, by Rav Huna. Of the kiboy lemeisei, but when they wanted to go back home to their city, omrulei nois v'lanar, they told the guy by give us back the money. They said, v'nezel unafarnez bo aniyam osin, give us back the money, and we'll use the money for the aniyam in our city, like the locher is. Here there was a few people, a group of people together, so the Chura, they have a right to take the money back home. Omalu, so Rav Huna said nothing doing. Omalu, Tanina, we learned like this.
When was this said that you have the right to take the money back home with you? Tatsoni b'shein shom.